new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
This is fun. Welcome to the world of live radio. This is, I guess, what they call the proverbial Heisman, because it's not the Midnight Rider. You are listening to Road Warrior Radio on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And tonight's show is going to be a lot of fun. You're not going to want to miss a minute of it. And you'll probably want to call in, because the subject matter is going to be one that touches home for many, many people. I have a distinguished guest who's been on the program before and is, in my opinion, a miracle worker. And those aren't my words. That comes by way of some folks down in Florida, actually. And this guy is the real deal. One of the emails that I've received subject to his help says that this guy is sleeping at night again. So... what this man does is nothing short of amazing, and you wanna make sure that you listen. And if you have questions, you're gonna wanna call in 800-313-9443. He understands the problem full well. He's not Pollyanna or naive by any means, but you're gonna wanna listen close, because I'll tell you what, when you hear him talk, I gotta warn you, this program may cause slight confusion, maybe some apprehension, but then it might also cause, after that, some extreme joy and glee, because, as I said, what he says and then what he is doing and helping people do is nothing short of amazing. So, without further ado, my guest is Mr. David Kosak, D.L. Kosak, and he is the author of a few different works. He's actually coming out with another book very soon to incorporate some new technology. And when I say that he's no stranger to the problem, I'm not kidding. I'm looking at Slavery for the People, Billions for the Bankers, which is one of his publications. And one of the lines that really speaks to me is the line on page 8 that says, it is not that they can't afford them, it's because the banker's usury forces them to pay for 4 homes to get 1. And that really touches at the heart of the issue that we're going to start out talking about this evening, I think. So, as I said, without further ado, thank you again. It's always an honor and a pleasure to speak with you, and certainly a great honor to have you on the show. Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well. I think this is going to be a fun show. I think I expect to probably hear from some folks. I think, you know, if we don't hear from anybody, it's probably going to be because they are hanging on every word. So anyway, stick around, folks. We'll be right back. We're going to get right into the heart of the matter. You won't want to miss a minute.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Life Change Tea is restoring America's health. Want to lose weight? Want to lower blood sugar levels? Want to have more energy? Do you not believe what I'm saying? Then read the testimonies. Go to the website GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us and get started today. The phone number is 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are standing by. For about $1 a day, you can change your health, change your weight, and change your life. Again, online orders, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com or order by phone, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is formulated by Dr. William W. Miller, Ph.D. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Welcome back to the Road Warrior radio broadcast. You're tuned in live this Friday, July 18th, with my distinguished guest, Mr. David Kosak. And as I said, we're going to have a lot of fun. We are going to start out by discussing, and this is interesting, what do you do if your bank goes under and parenthetically you no longer want to pay your mortgage? We're going to start there, and I know it sounds absurd, but, you know, who's talking about that? I mean, who's really digging into this issue and getting at the heart of that discussion? But everyone's asking, because as you and I have discussed, I get emails and calls every day, literally, asking that question. So what do I do if my bank goes under? Because, as you know, I came from the mortgage industry. And so people are asking that question. And as you and I discussed, you're obviously getting that question on an increasing basis. So
indeed.
I have my answer, and it's the very politically correct and can't even think of the term. It's the sterilized answer, basically. But yours, I prefer yours. So what do you say to that question when people ask?
Well, I say don't panic. There's a lot more to it than meets the eye. The bank going under is just a symptom of the problem. But there's ways to get your money out of the bank without worrying about the FDIC insured limitations. But I think this is a wonderful opportunity for anybody who has a mortgage. The reason is because now you can challenge the bank since they went under, which is definite proof that they were mismanaging their product. And all of a sudden it leaves an open door for anybody with a mortgage to walk into the bank or send a letter to the bank and say, you know, I need proof that that the mortgage papers exist. Where's the note? If they don't give you the proper answer, then that could lead you to down a road of saying, well, you have to have a note for a debt to exist. All over the country, every single day, there are judges, not because they want to, because they've been forced into it, to dismiss claims because there's no evidence that anybody signed a note. And, of course, we know that within 3 days of you signing that note, they have 99% of the time, they have packaged it up and sent it overseas and sold it.
Yeah.
Well, that automatically takes any type of debt that you owe out of the picture because they have transferred it somewhere else. So you don't have to, so you can put yourself in a position of challenging and eventually having the debt dismissed either by a court of law or by an administrative process because they cannot prove that they are the holder in due course.
And, now, you know, that seems like such a foreign concept to most people, I think. But, you know, as you pointed out earlier in our conversation today, that opportunity, which is really what it is arising more and more. And so what people see as a bad thing, possibly, does have a silver lining.
Oh, yeah. This is absolutely a wonderful time for most people if you can get over the fear that, you know, you're going to have things stolen from you. And if you take the steps to educate yourself on what the banks can and cannot do. Now, there are judges that are going to jail. There are attorneys and clerks going to jail because they're not behaving appropriately. So we are gaining the power daily to be able to make things fair. And if we go back in time, we can really unravel the mysteries about this banking business and this debt business and this bankruptcy business of the United States.
For folks that might think that sounds like crazy talk, I mean, this is information that comes by way of your own personal experience. I mean, you were like, I would say the majority of the, you know, the vast majority of the American public when suddenly you found yourself in kind of a precarious situation, I guess, to, you know, for lack of a better term, and your education was, I guess,
School
launched.
Hard knocks.
Yeah.
What? I was brutally beaten up legally by the banks, the attorneys. And it was just because I accidentally, by the grace of God, fell into information that I was not supposed to know. And yeah. I began to research that information, and the more I, you know, put my attention to it, the more information came to me, and I would stumble upon the right pieces of paper, the right documents, to make my own, send it in, and it would put the banks in a standoff position. All of a sudden, they weren't in a position to foreclose on me. They didn't have the legal right. All because I filed a few pieces of paper, and they were beside themselves. They had to take me to court and have all my papers that were recorded and entered reversed, and then they still couldn't foreclose on me because they didn't have the legal authority to do so. And they actually don't have the legal authority to foreclose on us at all unless we give them permission.
Okay, now that we should again see this. It just tickles me because you know the reason for that is something that again is so foreign to people. When you tell them the truth of what's behind that statement, it's absolutely mind-boggling. So why is that true?
Well, because in the note we sign things like a confession of judgment that simply says if we don't pay the bank for servicing of our note, then we are already guilty, and we give permission for them to take our property.
But getting to the heart of that, the reason that they have no legal authority to do that is because they're really not the lender of record.
Well, that's exactly it. We are the lender. We lend our own money to ourselves. And we've been tricked to think that they are lending us something. But the only thing they can lend to... See, our signature is the way they make money. Every time we sign something, it gets in the hands of a bank, whether it be a credit card receipt, whether it be a mortgage note. Regardless, anytime we put our signature to a piece of paper, it ends up in a bank and they monetize it. They turn it into money. And
right.
then, yeah, and not only that, they don't tell us that we have the option if we, you know, we in fact, we're supposed to under, you know, USC Title 50, which is a Trading the Enemy Act, HJR 192, Public Law 73-10, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There are all these laws out there that say we must send in the proper documentation to the IRS so we are refunded any money that is caused to be produced into the public. So if we sign a note for $200,000, we fill out the necessary documents, we send them to the IRS. The IRS says, okay, here you go. Here's your money back. Thank you, sir. You take that money that you got for those papers, you send them to, you send the money that you receive from the IRS, you send it to the bank, they say, oh, thank you. They send you back free title to the house, you turn around and send the paperwork on the money you paid to the bank, and you get that money refunded back to you again. All of a sudden, you've got a chunk of money in your pocket. You've got your house paid for. The bank is pleased as pie. The IRS couldn't be happier because, you know, they've double and triple dipped this thing. And so they've made $200,000, $400,000, $800,000 on the deal. And the side benefit that very few people know about it, you have reduced not only the inflation rate, but also the public debt. Because every time the IRS refunds your money that you've put into the public, that lowers the debt.
They're balancing the books.
That's exactly right. And that's the only reason why the IRS was created, was to balance the books for the bankruptcy of the United States.
And you're going back to 1933, of course, on that issue.
I'm going back to 1789.
Okay.
In 1789, just, you know, let's go to make-believe land for a moment.
Well, hold that thought. Let's go to make-believe after the break, and we'll come back on that thought. You're listening to the Road Warrior Radio broadcast with my guest, D.L. Kosak. We'll be right back. You want to stick around for this. You're not going to want to miss any of this.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, welcome back to the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. You're listening on the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you haven't been there recently, go check out the site republicbroadcasting.org. A lot of great information, including along the lines of the subject matter that we're discussing today. And you can't hardly pick up any kind of a news periodical or watch any news show without hearing about what's going on in the banking community, the mortgage community, and the complete meltdown that's actually been going on for quite a while. But jumping back in with my distinguished guests, Mr. David Kosak, D.L. Kosak, you were talking about the imaginary journey back to 1789 when we were talking about the reason the IRS was created for the bankruptcy of the United States.
Yeah, well, you have to understand, let's just pretend for a moment that in 1789, the Confederation of the United States was replaced by a document called the Constitution of the United States. The Constitution of the United States was written as a bankruptcy agreement. Many people don't understand or believe that, but with a little research, you can come to this conclusion. The reason was because Congress agreed to pay Britain for the war damages. which they couldn't do, so they had to file bankruptcy. Well, we've been in Chapter 11 since 1789. Now, that bankruptcy was allowed to last until 1999, where by that time, after 210 years, we were supposed to be free of all debt. The problem is Congress said, well, we can't allow that, because the banker said, well, no, we want to keep our claws into the American people. So they filed Chapter 7. Now, what the meaning of all that is, I don't know. But it means we're still in a form of bankruptcy, which in 1934, 1937, the Internal Revenue Service was created to be able to manage the bankruptcy that we were in. And that's basically what, in 1933, H.J.R. 192 came out, later Public Law 7310, and Congress did a very interesting thing, and I don't think they did this on purpose, but they created, well, they had to do it, they created an out for us. They made a situation where everything is paid for. Our taxes, our debts, the things that we buy, is already paid for. Our homes, everything in existence that we want is already paid for. What we have, the only thing we have to do is file the proper papers. Now, they didn't think that we would ever figure it out. But over the last 20 years, we've started to figure this out. We've discovered paperwork by the IRS that we can file, and they will give us very nice refunds to reimburse us for the money put out in the public. This is a designed act. Now, when it was produced, I think there was maybe some spiritual or godly interference there that hid the truth from the makers of this situation. So it could come out now and say, hey, here's our ticket to freedom. We can have our freedom back. And we can use, of all people, the Internal Revenue Service to do that for us. They could be our best friend if we learn how to use their system the way they would like it used. They're only there to balance out or zero out the account to protect the bankruptcy.
It reminds me of a situation in Scripture, 1 Timothy 1 and 1 Corinthians 5, of Paul talking about using Satan basically against himself as a bar of soap, so to speak, to cleanse people, teach them a lesson. So, you know,
that's a very good analogy. That's one way of putting it. I just think that what has been given us is a great gift, because the bad guys, call it the devil, Satan, call it the bankers, call it whatever you want to call it, got too greedy. And they have already destroyed themselves. They're just not quite aware of it yet. As you look around, there are thousands of mortgages being relieved every month. People are walking away owning their stuff and scratching their heads, and they still don't know what happened. Well, we've got control now.
Yeah. Well, as we were discussing earlier, I think that far too many people have a hard time with that discussion. You know, and another aspect of this discussion that I always think is fun to hear you talk about is the IRS is your friend, so to speak, you know, because everything that you hear, by and large, even in the Patriot and the Truth community, quote unquote, is IRS bad, you know, black hand of the Fed. I mean, I say that, but you have a different take on that, and I very much appreciate that. And so,
yeah, and there's no reason to make them your enemy. If you can have the most powerful organization on earth act on your behalf, what could be wrong with that?
Exactly. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy. Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Welcome back to the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. We are joined by my guest, Mr. David Kosak, a very distinguished guest, a guy who is definitely a part of the solution. And as you know, if you listen to this show for any length of time, you know that I'm all about, yes, we know, we hear a lot about the problem, but let's make sure that we're also incorporating steps to take right action. You know, it's interesting, this quote, this is a staggering thought. We are completely dependent on the commercial banks. Somehow, someone has to borrow every dollar we have in circulation, cash or credit. If the banks create ample synthetic money, we are prosperous. If not, we starve. We are absolutely without a permanent money system. When one gets a complete grasp of the picture, the tragic absurdity of our hopeless position is almost incredible. A permanent money system. We're without a permanent money system. When someone gets... it is most important subject intelligent persons can investigate and reflect upon. It is so important that our present civilization may collapse unless it becomes widely understood and the defects remedied very soon. The gentleman who said that was Robert H. Hemphill, at the time credit manager of the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, Georgia. And This discussion turns that whole idea on its ear. Hopefully you understand that. This is an incredible discussion that is just, I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. So we want to hear your calls. In this segment, we'll jump into your calls. Remember, 800-313-9443. We'll be taking calls for Mr. Skosak, and we have Gabriel on the line now. So let's take Gabriel's call, and go ahead. Your question for Mr. Skosak.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Skosak. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate the show. It was great. I have an equity line with Washington Mutual, and they bought the notes from about 3 years ago from a little bank down in Missouri. And looking, I had about $12,000 on the equity line. I was looking at taking out that money. And come to find out when I called to get the balance, they said I only had about $1,500 available and that it had been reduced and I would need to file a dispute. I need to get a copy of a credit report and then have to reappraise and this whole process, which obviously things are going to fail so fast it's pointless to do. But and so what do I do? What is there a solution to that? Or
I think you're going at it at the wrong angle.
Yeah.
You're thinking there's a line of credit. First of all, the banks are dependent on us. They cannot survive unless we sign our name and they turn that signature into money. Mm. Okay. Now, their need to pull back for whatever reason is their way to control you. That's all it is. It's just an act of control. Let's put the shoe on the other foot for a second. Let's say you have the ability. You say you bought the house, 3 years ago or refinanced it 3 years ago?
Yeah, it was a HUD house, and I rehabbed the house, and then I have some equity in the house, yeah.
Let's say you can take that, take the paperwork and essentially accept it for value, turn it into the IRS and get reimbursed for that amount of money that they pretended to loan you, which you actually loaned to them, and you get refunded that, and they give you a big check, and then you take that check and you give it to the bank. They say, oh, happy day, thank you very much, here's your title. You take that check you sent them for the X amount of dollars, and you get refunded on that for making new money into the public. And all of a sudden, you have zeroed out your account, you've balanced your little world, you have some FRN in your pocket, and you're happy, they're happy, and the IRS is pleased as pie, because not only have you brought down the inflation rate, but you've taken some of the debt off the books. Now, that's how it works. It's a little more complicated than that. Now, here's the funny part. The IRS will supply you with the forms to do that with. So it must be legitimate because they print the forms.
Wow.
I think I just heard a pin drop across the country.
Okay. Well, I am not the only one with this. I learned this stuff from somebody else who are much smarter than I am and who are actually doing this. I am doing this. I've got the same situation. You can do this with court cases. You can do this with automobile loans. You can do this with credit card loans. You can do this with homes. You can do this with any type of debt that you have.
Wow.
That's what's coming out, and this is what I mean when I said they didn't know what they were doing and to what extent 70 years ago when they put this system into effect. Now, I think we quoted an ex Federal Reserve Chairman said Chris quoted just a few minutes ago. Basically, says the system is bad. The system is actually good, and it's in great It's a great situation. If you, I saw like a Star Trek episode, I don't know, a couple of years ago, and they had Captain Picard there, and they got some guy in the future, something happened, they went back in time, and the guy was in from the 90s, and the guy says, well, I don't understand how you do this, you know, if you don't have credit, you don't have work, and how does everybody pay for anything? You know, Picard says, well, in our time, all we have to do is go in there and we give them our card and we get whatever we want. That's the system they set up, hoping that they could deceive us into thinking that we would have to actually be enslaved to them when they are actually enslaved to us. And the more we figure this out, the easier it becomes.
Wow. Well, that's why I enjoy Hemphill's quote, because we are getting it figured out, but not quite in the fashion that he was alluding to. So it's fun. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, the cloak is coming off. We can have a really good time. It's, you know what, when lawyers attack me, or the bank attacks me, or the IRS sends me letters, every time they send me a letter, it's $300 to me. Figure that out. Why? Because the stamp on the envelope that they send you, it's usually a metered stamp in red. Well, that's mail fraud. It's not. It's that. And every time you get one of those, it's worth $300, and you can collect that $300 from the Internal Revenue Service.
Unbelievable.
Just by filing the appropriate forms. So. There's a system out there that we don't know about that we've been fighting against, and if we stop fighting against them and say, hey, you know, I know you guys are okay, let's talk about this. Now, the problem is we run into the human factor. The human factor is we've got an IRS agent there that makes a commission on any monies he collects. So they're going to be nasty. They're going to go after you. They're going to make you miserable if you allow them to do that. But if you get a notice from the IRS, you can send a letter right back to them and say, you've sent me a bill, but where's my check? Well, that will confuse them all to be, because they know they are supposed to send a check with every bill.
Well, I like the way you put it. I would call it symbiosis, though. I think it's more of a symbiotic relationship. You have to keep that scorpion at arm's length, or it's going to sting you, because that's what scorpions do. That's just personal opinion.
Fine.
But
well, what we're doing is removing the stinger.
Yeah,
we've got available to us verbiage that completely disarms them. I mean, you pay them by the verbiage you use, and you send them some documentation, they'll send you a letter saying, thank you very much for your payment. You're a good guy. Anything we can do to help you, please give us a call.
Unbelievable.
Okay. The funny thing is, you can use them for debt collectors, because they are the world's best debt collector. If you have a lien against somebody or anybody, and you need something collected, call the IRS or send them a copy of the IRS and say, hey, you know what? I really would like you to collect this for me. How fast do you think you're going to get your money?
Yeah, and as you pointed out, that's the best collection agency in the world.
On the planet. They are the richest. They are the best. They know everything about everybody. And, you know, that could be good or that could be bad, depending on how you look at it. But if you think you've been harmed and you have a claim against somebody and you have a lien or a judgment or something and you don't know what to do with it, send it to the IRS. Say, please collect this for me. You have my permission.
Wow.
And they will do that.
Well, the calls are starting to stack up, so...
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, Gabriel, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Does that answer the question?
Yeah, and I think that same principle and method would probably work. Let's say Washington Mutual closed down this next week, and that same principle probably still would work, I guess, after that, huh?
Oh, yeah, it'll work in anything. If you know, you can go to stoptheforeclosureinfo.org.
Yeah.
Yes.
And look at my stuff, and on that, I think you can even ask for my free e-book. I have a free e-book in there.
Wow.
I will send you, give you and outstanding. I'm also coming out with another book probably in about 45 days that will explain this tax information and how to use it. That I will include. Anybody who bought the book will get a free copy, and I will include it into the package with the Stop the Foreclosure.
Awesome. Okay, well, I'll get off the phone and then put a line up here, but thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and I enjoy the show, Chris. And, yeah, take care.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Gabriel. Hey, let's grab Will. Will in Philly.
How you doing, Chris? Interesting show, to say the least. How you doing, Mr. Kozak?
Pretty good, Will. You can call me Dave.
Dave.
How you doing, sir?
Not too bad. Can't complain. Nobody would listen anyway.
Exactly.
Okay.
This is. It was always my understanding that the IRS is a branch of the Federal Reserve and just the goon collectors, if you will, and they don't really operate under any particular law. They have guns, and that's based in intimidation. And I was under the impression that it was also created in 1913 and or later codified officially in 1914.
Yeah, that's true.
But there was something, the Bureau of Internal Revenue, that people argue that was created in 1862.
I believe that's correct also.
Right.
Yes. But there's no doubt they are the best collection agency in the world, but they don't work for us. They're a New World Order army of sorts. They're a Blackwater, only they come to collect money. Blackwater will come to collect the guns.
Okay,
this is just my understanding.
Well, your analogy is correct. But if you could take that beast who comes and collects your money and be able to pay them just by using your signature and your exemption, and they would be happy and they'd go away and not bother you again about that subject.
Yes, this is a very engaged premise here, so I'm going to have to go back and listen as far as, I guess what you're saying is the people don't know our power to take this powerful agency over and show it who it belongs to.
Well, it's not even that. We don't have to take them over because they're a foreign agency, and they're
Puerto Rico. Are they out of Puerto Rico?
They may be. I think they are, but they're owned by the International Monetary Fund.
Yeah. They just collect the money that they give to the Fed that goes toward, repaying our debt. And,
we're the creditors, and they know this. We just don't know this. If we know that we're the creditors to the United States, and everything they do is by our signature, and we have the right, in fact, under, Title 50, as Trading with the Enemy Act and Public Law 73-10 and HJR 192, we have the obligation to demand to actually be refunded the monies that are created by our signature.
Okay, now, where would, say, do you believe we're operating under maritime admiralty? And if so, where would that come into play? We're not even, the Constitution has unofficially been null and void
Most people don't understand the Constitution was created
That's interesting too. Is a bankruptcy agreement? I heard you say.
Yeah, but also for a government to follow the rules and regulations. It really doesn't apply to us under common law because we have the right to be human. We have the right to do what we want.
Yes, God given right.
And that's a higher law. The government.
Now, one question. I just got one more thing. I don't want to hold you up, Chris. I love your shows, man. I'm glad you got the slot. I just lost my train of thought.
One more thing. Don't want to hold up the show.
Yeah. Okay, okay. We being the frog in the pot, how hot would you say this pot is, and what would we need to do? What's the first step, in your opinion, besides the mass education, you know, after the mass education, what do you think it's going to come to?
Well, I think we should make it an individual thing. We have to educate ourselves individually and be able to use the technology that's out there for ourselves first. This is not going to be a mass thing that we all want or to happen overnight.
Would you say that the Fed has to go?
No, not necessarily. You know.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back. You're listening to Road Warrior Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the Road Warrior Radio broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network with my guest, Mr. David Kosak. Very, very distinguished guest. An honor and a pleasure, as always, to have him on. And last segment, Will, go ahead with your last question, and then we'll jump to the other callers real fast.
Okay, I'll try to make this much more succinctly than during the break. The question is, do you think these scumbag international banksters are going to relinquish what they control, IRS, Federal Reserve, that easily? And it's my opinion they're traitors, multinationalists, wrapping themselves in a flag to control the world and basically take it over piece by piece. Do they need to be tried and hung, in my opinion? Do you think that they'll so easily relinquish their holdings?
No, I don't think they'll relinquish it, but I don't think they have a choice, only because of the laws and the system that's in place that we don't know about and how it works. If the Federal Reserve, and this is why I don't think that we need to put all that much focus on the Federal Reserve, let's say that all of us all of a sudden are debt-free. We don't owe a cent. We own our properties. We own our cars. We don't owe anything to anybody. And our taxes are being paid by the methods that are guaranteed in the laws of their laws.
And it will actually say owner on your deed instead of tenant.
Yeah, exactly. And the point is, what power will they have at that point? They will just melt away. So we can go ahead and say, well, these guys are traitors, and yes, they are, and these guys are despicable, and these guys are horrible. But you know, if they have nothing on us, you know, what can they do?
I mean, okay. Great answer. I can't wait to listen to the archives. I'll let you go. Maybe you can squeeze another one in, Chris, Dave. Great show. Can't wait to listen again.
Thanks, Will.
All right.
Hey, let's grab Kirk real fast in remaining minutes. Hey, Kirk, you're on with Dave Kosak. Thanks for calling.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
The awesome show. Quick question. I don't know if there's a short answer to it, but the issue of what do you call it? Fractional reserve banking. It's kind of an issue that I'm curious as to, given the mess that we're in and through many years what has led up to this, your take on the fractional reserve system, reserve banking system, and how properly best to address that problem.
You know, I don't see it as a problem. I think it's just going to go away with the more people claiming their freedom and their financial independence. That was basically a system to show on the books that that a few people have more money than anybody else, and in their ignorance, they have used that to intimidate people to control them. The fractional banking, you know, was their bread and butter. It's going away, and you can see that by the mortgage crisis right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's an issue. I think it's going to go away and become a very non-issue in very short order.
So really the market will pretty much correct that.
Yeah, and let's say you can get a piece of that fractionalized fund. Let's say you, if they fractionalize the funds under your signature and you put in a claim in there and say, hey, that's my money, give it to me, and you get a big check for that to be able to buy other fund stuff, then it won't be such a problem.
Right, because what's the multiplied at now? What, 20?